Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Welcome back to Mood with Lauren Elizabeth. I'm your host, Lauren Elizabeth, and I'm not a liar, but I definitely technically lied on the podcast last week, but not by choice. I didn't know the information. The information wasn't given to me. Okay. I had COVID. We fully recorded a podcast where your girl had COVID, didn't even know. I'll explain it because it like is literally so dumb. So let's just jump into best mood and worst mood of the week. My best mood is obviously that I no longer have COVID. I have tested negative. I haven't been like symptomatic really. I think I just kind of, you know, after you get COVID, I feel like you're still so tired. But basically I told you guys that I wasn't feeling well. I sounded like shit last week and I felt, oh my God, I felt absolutely horrible. You know how like you don't realize how awful you feel until it's in hindsight because you're just gaslighting yourself the whole time of like, it could be worse, you're fine, it could be worse, you're fine, which is just so unproductive, which we know. But I got tested for COVID on Wednesday, and then like Thursday I was like, oh, like I'd never like, you know, found out I was negative, whatever. So like Friday I wake up, I do the podcast, and I sent my doctor a note just being like, hey, did the triage, you know, let you know about like flu or COVID or whatever the hell they swabbed me for? And she literally called me back like later that evening, because at first there was like a miscommunication. She thought I was just asking about pregnancy stuff. And I was like, no, not those tests, like the COVID test. And so she called me literally while I was eating like dinner on Friday evening. And luckily I had felt so awful. Like I hadn't seen anyone. I hadn't gone anywhere besides to the hospital with a mask. And she was like, hey, Lauren, so it actually like turns out you did test positive for COVID. So that's probably why you're not feeling very well. Just like isolate and have your partner get tested for COVID. And so I was like, wow, I have had COVID all week and had no idea, which it's just like at this point, obviously COVID is super serious. Any type of illness is super serious, but it's like the only thing you like test for, because it feels like you have like a really bad cold, but like you don't test for a cold, you know? So it's kind of like hard to know the difference at this point, because I just felt like I had a really, really bad cold and it turns out I had COVID. So my best mood is that I no longer have COVID, because it took me out. I mean, third trimester, like 34, 35 weeks with fucking COVID. Are you kidding me? And the whole time I was not feeling well, I just kept thinking, oh my God, the next time I get sick, I'm like gonna have a kid. Like I can't imagine taking care of a kid while sick. Like, you know, those commercials where they're like having DayQuil or NyQuil or whatever, and it's like before they take the medicine, they're like taking care of their kids and they feel like shit, and then they take the medicine, they're able to like play with their kids at the park. And I'm just like, I'm so afraid of that. Like that's like a genuine fear of like, I literally die when I'm sick. Like how am I supposed to take care of a child? Like, oh, like that was it. That was the last time. That was the last time I'll be sick without one. Like, oh my God. And then for my worst mood this week, I just feel like stuck. I think especially since I started feeling better, I mean, I don't sound like 100%. I feel like I can tell. But anyway, I just feel like, especially with all of like the hospital visits, because I've had to go to the hospital 3 times now, and it's like nothing crazy. It's just, you know, something is like a little bit inconclusive at the doctor's office. They have like better testing at the triage at the hospital. So my doctor just sends me across the street. And I end up having to stay there to be monitored a little bit longer or whatever. But it's still, it's kind of like things have been progressing at a rate that they like don't during your normal, like, you know, first trimester, second trimester, to the point where, you know, it's like you're dilated and this is happening and like this test is coming back a little funky. And so technically, like, we're at the point where the baby could come any day now, because it wouldn't be crazy for a baby to be born at 35 plus weeks. You know, like my little brother was born at 35 weeks. Kids are born all the time at 36, 37, 38, whatever. Like, there's really not a lot of time left. And so I just feel like mentally I'm stuck in this, like, I'm so ready and I just like want to go into labor so badly. And obviously I have literally no control over it, which is fine. Like, I want her to come when she's ready and when she's healthy. It's just so hard. Like, I don't know if it's an ADHD thing or like what it is, but it's like when you just get so fixated on doing the thing that you kind of like can't really do anything else. It's like you just want to go, you just want to do the thing. Like, it's like the only thing I can ever really compare it to, I say it all the time, is like travel. Like, okay, we're leaving on Friday, it's like, you know, the life starts on Friday, or like when you're moving, right? Like something like that. And since it's like there's no real date, like technically I know that at 39 weeks I'll call to like schedule an induction, because my doctor doesn't want me going past 40 weeks. And it's like a lottery, so I don't even know like what day until I'm already 39 weeks. I don't even know when I'll like be able to get into the hospital. And so it's just like and also she could come earlier. So it's like I've basically had to really wrap my head around the fact like, okay, you might make it past 39 weeks. Like, you need to stop kind of being almost like so excited and so ready to go and so like ready to not do anything else, because like you could have a few more weeks left. Like, that's completely possible. So like, stop hyperfixating and being just 100% ready to go, not wanting to focus on anything else, not wanting to do anything else. Like, you have to live your life in the meantime. And it's really hard to turn that worst mood into a best mood, because it requires like surrendering and wrapping your head around the fact that like things are going to happen later, and like enjoying yourself in the meantime, where it's like so much easier to almost just kind of like sit and stare at a wall until like the thing you want happens. I don't know. It's like this, I don't know what like form of like mental block that is, but it is like the worst. They say giving birth is equivalent to running a marathon, but what about being pregnant and building a company from scratch while taking on the multivitamin aisle? So that is not my story. That is Rituals founder Kat Schneider's story, because could it be me? I am so grateful for her, because she has made like one of the biggest mood boosters in my pregnancy. Thank God. She started a ritual because she couldn't find a prenatal she could trust. I'm absolutely obsessed with Rituals Essential for Women Prenatal and their protein that's pregnancy postpartum. I was actually just texting one of my girlfriends who just announced her pregnancy on Instagram about how I wish I had the ritual stuff from the beginning of my pregnancy, because I was so obsessed with it for like the 50% that after I've taken it. I post about it on Instagram all the time. It's a prenatal multivitamin made traceable with vegan, bioavailable, and clinically studied key nutrients for before and during pregnancy. So it's high quality, and they have nature identical choline and clinically studied methylated folate to support your baby's neural tube development before and during pregnancy. So that was something that was really important to me, because you don't obviously really get that in a regular vitamin. You need it for baby. And they also have sustainably sourced omega-3 DHA to support baby's brain development during pregnancy as well, which is super, super important. Per use, it's non-GMO, Project Verified, gluten and major allergen free and vegan. And what's really cool is it's a delayed release capsule. So it's designed to dissolve later in the small intestine, which is an ideal place to absorb nutrients. My personal favorite part of why it makes it such a huge mood booster, besides like knowing all that information and being like, wow, I'm such a good mom, is they have their citrus or mint essence capsules designed to be gentle on the stomach. So that's why I wish I had it earlier in pregnancy when I wasn't feeling as well. But the citrus is just like, I just love taking it. I mean, I've told you guys before, like, I wish it was like a gummy flavor. Like, I literally love taking this pill so much, because it literally tastes so good. And you can literally take them whenever you want, with or without food. It's not gonna like make you like, ugh. Why settle for a multivitamin you're just not 100% sure about? You want to like have that mental mood boost of like, you know, you're doing the best you can. And Ritual is my absolute favorite. They were literally built on trust, so you know it's the real deal. Ritual is also offering my listeners 30% off during your first month. So especially if you're pregnant, like you're gonna need months and months of this stuff. Visit ritual.com/mood to start Ritual or add the Essential for Women prenatal to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/mood. When it comes to managing your weight, there is no magic pill, but there is an approach that is backed by science, and that is Noom. Because for some people, eating is an emotional experience. I know it for sure is for me. And here on Mood, we really love connecting the mind and the body. And that's why it makes complete sense that Noom has taken a psychology-based approach. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And the best part is that you decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. Noom helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. For me, it's all about needing that logic. Like, I need to get rid of the emotional side. I need to understand, have the knowledge, and then it helps me so much. That's why I'm obsessed with Noom's approach. And they have personalized courses that are so easy to follow and will help you grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. They're going to give you the knowledge and wisdom you need to make informed choices about what you eat. Noom is changing the way the world thinks about weight loss. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today. For someone who had COVID, I actually have some great mood boosters. Okay, my first one, and I actually did a little Google search to back me up because I quite frankly wasn't sure why, but I know like part of it. Okay, it's the fresh produce. I mean, I've mentioned this probably, and I've showed you guys on Instagram and YouTube about how like I love having all of the fresh berries. So strawberries, blueberries, I even had raspberries this week, love cherries. Then I have carrots and cucumber, and I did some like sweet peppers. I didn't really actually like having those as much. I probably won't do that again, but I tried. And what I do, because I think that also like being pregnant, like you just think your fridge is so gross. Like I always thought like fridges were like disgusting. Like, I don't know. Like I hate when things feel nasty. And then when you're pregnant, it's just like everything is like heightened. So I know it's like really trendy to like wash your fruits and vegetables, which is like the weirdest thing to say ever. But everyone on like TikTok or whatever is washing their fruits and vegetables with like baking soda and white vinegar. And so I got baking soda because it's just like the idea of having like extra fresh, extra clean produce. Like that's sometimes literally like all I want to eat. I think it's maybe this feeling of also like being dehydrated and wanting something just like fresh and just feel that makes you feel good from the inside out. And when you have it in your fridge and it's clean and it's ready to go, it's just so easy and it just hits the spot. Like it truly is a mood booster. And so I found that actually like the process of washing, taking everything out of their containers and like putting it in the little organizational containers actually also is a mood booster. But what I wanted to Google is exactly why you wash everything with baking soda, because I put on Instagram like baking soda wash and rinse, and so many of you guys messaged me like baking soda what, and I was like, doesn't everyone know that now just because of TikTok, even though I don't fully understand why. So according to Giggle, baking soda is a mild abrasive that is going to help scrub away dirt and grime from your produce. It's also a natural disinfectant, so it's going to help kill bacteria and other harmful microorganisms that may be present in your fruits and vegetables. So it's like pesticides and just anything yucky, plus also just like cleaning it. So it's kind of like the double whammy. You put like 2 tablespoons of baking soda in water, put your fruit in there, and you don't have to put anything in there that you're gonna peel because you're gonna peel it off anyway. So anything that you're just like eating the way it looks, right? So for me, I don't peel my carrots before I eat them, so I put the carrots in there. I obviously don't peel strawberries and blueberries, like you put those in there, like cherries. I don't peel cucumbers, I put those in there, whatever. So you let it sit for like 10, 12 minutes and you just make sure you give it like a really good rinse, and it's really great kind of hitting them with that cold water. I feel like it really crisps everything up. And then I put the paper towel in the bottom of the container, dry everything off a little bit, pour it into their respective containers. Some people do white vinegar as well for like a 10 to 15 minute soak. But the benefit of baking soda, besides obviously not having any kind of vinegar smell or lingering taste, is that it removes the pesticides. So I just don't really feel the need to like add white vinegar. I know some people do both, but it's like you can just do the baking soda. But then having that in your fridge, it's like you don't have to worry, like just get it done when you go grocery shopping. And then you're like literally set for the week. And so even when I was sick this week, my boyfriend's mom sent us like a huge Instacart order, which was absolutely so amazing and so clutch. And all we had to do was rinse everything off, put it in the containers. And now I've been able to be snacking on that all week. And it's just made me feel so much better. My next mood booster is my label maker. And this was just such an easy and honestly like very affordable little Amazon purchase. I have it in my Amazon storefront and in my highlights, but it just really quickly connects your phone. It was so easy to set up. And now so many of you guys were like, oh my God, that is genius. And I really didn't think it was that smart. So I was like, I guess it deserves like another little shout out. But what I started with the label maker is I'm just getting so many new little technology things. And we have so many cords and a lot of them are the same. But like sometimes it's like you want them in different places or whatever. Or you just have this drawer of like all these fucking cords. And so I started printing out labels of like sound machine, fan, even like label maker, Sony camera. And I just put it around the cord so that when everything's in the cord drawer, I know what everything's for. And like mentally, I know that like the Sony camera like also works for the Kindle or whatever, but just at least knowing, because everything's just like black and white. So at least knowing what everything is for and knowing what cords go with what, because you think you're going to remember and then months and months go by and you're like, what the fuck is this? Like, where did this come from? Because you just save every cord for the, you know, a rainy day just in case. So the label maker, I've been literally labeling all of my cords. It makes you feel so organized, like you have your shit together. And then I'm also going to use it to label stuff like in the nursery and probably eventually like in the kitchen and stuff like that when I'm either like breastfeeding or like making food and just as life goes on. But the label maker is absolutely clutch. You guys need it and need to enter your organization era. And then I have successfully finished all of 90 Day Fiance, or I guess like caught up all of 90 Day Fiance and all of Below Deck. And I have to say, you guys, oh my gosh, Below Deck, so freaking good. You have to watch Below Deck Down Under. It is such a good season. Like, this one villain, this one girl, I can't stand her so much. Like, she is worse than some of the people on Vanderpump Rules. You know what I mean? Like, it, you will just be so in it. It's such a good binge. We know we love our reality TV mood boosters, and I'm all caught up on 90 Day Fiance, The Other Way, 90 Day Fiance Before the 90 Days, Below Deck Down Under, Below Deck Sailing Yacht. Like, we are golden. So that's why this new mood booster is going to be picking up my Kindle, because I've watched so much TV to the point where I almost didn't even feel like starting anything else, because I was just like, what is there to start? Like, I just almost need a break. And I know that there's books I want to read. I don't know why it's so damn hard for me to just pick up my Kindle sometimes. And I was just like, you just have to force yourself to do it. The usual, I did. I started The Inmate by Freda McFadden. We love Freda McFadden. We are Freda girlies. And it's like one of the only books that I haven't read that people love by her. So I started that. I'm already 20%. It's just, you gotta force yourself sometimes pick up the Kindle. But I'm still gonna be keeping up with 90 Days and Below Deck because they're still on. So it's at least like I'm getting a nice little Kindle break, and it just helps me go to sleep so much better, because or else I could stay awake all night watching TV. It's time to get friendly with my razor again. And honestly, there's no better razor out there than Athena Club Razor. Shaving used to be something I dreaded, and obviously pregnant, it is not easy, but Athena Club's products seriously just make it so much more fun and easy to shave. The blade of my old razor, it gets like goopy, and like it almost would get stuck to parts of the shower and just disgusting. But I love the water activated serum on the Athena Club razor, because there's just enough of it to soothe while shaving, but it's never going to get super gunky on the blade. My old razor always also used to just fall off his holder, but that's why it would get stuck on stuff. So I love the magnetic hook that comes with Athena Club razors. It's truly genius, and it just keeps my razor from falling every time I open the shower. And unlike my old razor that left my legs dry and just got dull really quick, quickly. The sharp blades on Athena Club razors are really gentle on my skin, and they just leave me feeling really moisturized and super smooth. And since switching, I've gotten zero razor bumps with Athena Club razor. So the razor blade with the water activated serum has shea butter and hyaluronic acid, which is so amazing. Holy grail for skincare. So you're like not only shaving, but you're putting amazing ingredients on your legs. And it's only $10, the razor kit. It comes with two blade heads, a magnetic hook for shower storage, and your choice of handle color. I got the all matte black. I think it looks so chic. It also like just matches everything in my shower because I have little black like hangers. I have a black shower head, all that stuff. And it's nice because it's kind of like gender neutral. So it's in the shower that me and my boyfriend share. So I feel like it looks really nice. I mean, I don't really care. I mostly just like it because I like it. But you don't even have to think about blade refills because you choose how often you want replacement blades shipped to you. And you can also now find them in Target stores nationwide. So it's so easy to just swing by one of the many Target stores whenever you need more blades. And you can also get their amazing shaving foam that's going to leave your skin so soft, hydrated, and smooth. Just switch to the better razor and show your skin you care with Athena Club. Get started today by shopping in-store at Target nationwide. Just head to the shaving aisle to find the razor kit, cloud shave foam, wax strips, and razor refills. Time for some mood for thought. You guys are telling me your moods. I'm going to give you my thoughts from a THOTS thought. I'm not a thought, let's be honest. I'm a really nasty pregnant person. Okay. Someone asked, do I need to tell my partner of 2 years that I take SSRIs, aka like antidepressants, anti-anxiety, I have since before we were together? I found this like interesting because I guess I don't know where you're coming from in a sense of like, you don't want to tell, like, do you feel like it's private? Do you feel like you need to tell and you're just like afraid he's going to judge you? Because otherwise I would say you don't have to tell them unless you want to. It's really technically like none of their business. It's like your own medical history and medical stuff. And I feel like at the same time, though, like it doesn't need to be a secret. Like if you were on a medicine for something else, you probably wouldn't be afraid to tell them like, oh, I have psoriasis and I take this medicine. Like you wouldn't be like as embarrassed or something. I don't know. Actually, maybe psoriasis you would, because I don't know. Kim Kardashian doesn't like her psoriasis. That's my only thing of note. But yeah, I think that it's totally up to you. I think it's nothing to be ashamed of. I think it is good information, especially when you're like really getting close to someone, to help them kind of like understand you more. Maybe if it's like affecting your sex drive or your moods all around, because maybe you're switching or you have appointments or something. So I would just try to avoid feeling like you have this big weight on your shoulders of this secret that you're keeping because you're afraid of being judged. But if you don't feel like it's necessary, you feel fine, you don't feel like it's their business, I don't think that like you need to like feel badly that you're not telling it to them. I think it just matters like how important it is to you, what type of kind of sharing style you have. And just remember that there's a stigma around it. But like if you had a different illness, you wouldn't be ashamed of telling them that you're on that medicine. And you shouldn't be ashamed of telling them that you're on SSRIs, because it's nothing to be ashamed of at all. Support from today's episode comes from iHerb. iHerb offers the best curated selection of wellness products at the best possible value across a variety of categories, such as supplements, nutrition, beauty, and baby. When it comes to you or your baby's health, ingredients matter. iHerb cares about what's actually inside every bottle that may make up your morning, beauty, kid routine, or your cool down routines and more. You can search by category, brand, or ailments you want help with, like hair, skin, and nails, or kids' health, and then you can further narrow your search by ratings, price, diet. They've really thought of everything to make shopping for these products convenient and easy. For a limited time, new customers will get 22% off their entire order with our exclusive offer. You can go to iHerb.com and use promo code MOOD to get 22% off. I got a ton of stuff for breastfeeding and baby. I really love being able to take my time, not have to rush around an in-store aisle and learn more about the products that I'm getting, really narrow down my search. It's super curated. I'm talking vitamins, prenatal, skincare, they have everything. And for all my moms out there, everything can just be quite daunting. So it's going to make it really easy to find the items like lotions for stretch marks, prenatals, baby, children, just everything you need. You can trust your products will arrive in first rate condition because iHerb orders are shipped from climate controlled fulfillment centers. And they have over 24 million authentic reviews. If you don't believe me, 5-star ratings. iHerb has helped over 11 million customers. This is the site you've been waiting for. All the best products from popular brands for both you and the kids. kids. It's time to get your health in check with iHerb. New customers get 20% off your first order when you use code MOOD at iHerb.com. That's 22% off your first order at iHerb.com. Promo code MOOD. Choose iHerb because wellness matters. Another mood that someone wrote in is moving away from home for the first time. And I am like the most separation anxiety, like get sad leaving from home person ever. And I've actually been struggling because my family's moving, which I'm pretty sure we talked about. But I guess I'm struggling like more than you would think. So I just don't think it ever gets easier. Because I've technically like moved away from home like a, well, technically the big move was once, but I lived away from home for like so long and then moved back and like now my family's leaving again and, you know, I'm like approaching 30 and I'm still like crying about it, right? So I don't think there's any reason to like judge yourself and feel bad, but at the same time, I just keep reminding myself like it's totally doable. Like it's not like I didn't do it for almost a decade, right? And it's just, it's that feeling of doing it and ripping off the band-aid and kind of the actual leaving part that's really, really hard. It obviously gets easier. I mean, it's 2023, you know, we have FaceTime, we have airplanes, we have all that stuff. So it's not like, oh, stay in one place for the rest of your life to avoid the hard part of leaving. It's more so like, yeah, it's leaving is hard or being left is hard, but it's not like the end of the world. And it doesn't mean that you can't ever go back home. I mean, look at me, like I came back home, and it doesn't mean that you can't ever go like change your mind, go visit, take a break, like whatever it is. So leaving is the hard part, but it does get easier in a sense of you can always change your mind and you will totally be fine on your own too. I know some people like don't care about leaving home for the first time, like, or like they're just so excited because they're free spirits, whatever. And I know that I was so excited to leave, but I wasn't excited to like leave my family. I was just excited to go to the new place. So I think it's really just important to remind yourself of those like logical things of, you know, you're not emotionally leaving anyone. You're not getting abandoned by anyone. Like make a kind of set, you know, goal list of, oh, I'm going to FaceTime once a week, or I'm going to come home this time, and this time. So you have things to look forward to, and just make sure you kind of like have a good, like little idea of like how you want to stay in touch with people, how you want to like balance your time, maybe come home more, but ultimately you're totally going to be okay. Just let yourself be sad. Like that's all I can say is let yourself be sad because it is sad. Like you don't have to muscle through it. You don't have to pretend you're okay. Like you're allowed to be sad and you're allowed to cry and you're allowed to, you know, feel a little bit down in the dumps because it's temporary. You're going to get through it. You're going to feel better. You're going to enjoy wherever you're headed and you're going to see your family again soon or your friends again soon, whatever it is you're going to miss. Time flies, like you'll be totally fine, but don't like, you know, judge yourself and shame yourself and make yourself be strong for no reason. Just like cry, let it out, be sad, be grateful that you have something to be sad that you're leaving and that you have a new opportunity ahead of you. Like these are all, although technically may feel like worse moods, like all really great things to be grateful for. You guys have written in so many good moods for thought and advice questions that I'm definitely going to do a couple more next week as well because I love updating you guys on my week and my mood boosters and then hearing what moods are going on with you. So don't forget to also send me whatever moods and advice you're feeling over on Instagram at Lauren Elizabeth. And I will see you in the vlogs, youtube.com/lovelaurenelizabeth. Everything is in the show notes that you need. When you support the sponsors, you support the show and make it possible for us to chat every week. And I will talk to you guys on Instagram. In the meantime, I love you all very much. Don't get COVID and don't get pregnant if you don't want to. Learn from me. I'm having a blast. I hope you are too. Bye.